the worst mistakes a couple can make is to pretend that everything is okay, even though they both know it's not. Problems left undealt with are a recipe for disaster. I'm John Fuller, along with Dr. Greg Smalley and Mrs. Erin Smalley, and they lead our marriage department together here at the ministry. Greg, we need to bring problems into the light, but it's scary to do that.
Yeah, and we talk about this frequently on this show, which is every time you bury an emotion, you bury it alive. So it's going to work itself out. It will bubble up. It's just a guarantee. You can't bury those and then they're buried and dead. When I was getting my doctorate, we had some friends that, you know, good friends, hung out, support group, I mean, just all this. And we thought everything was going great. They looked great. And all of a sudden, they told us one day that they were getting divorced. And it really shocked us. Like, it was really hard to even process. How is this, you know, left in the dark? Why were you guys suffering in silence, even in the midst of being, like, in a small group with them? It was so sad to watch them go through that and just be at a place where their hearts were hardened and they weren't interested in reconciliation. And just to see that divorce take place, it was heartbreaking, but it threw us because it certainly didn't see any signs.
Yeah. I remember a colleague here was talking to a donor who mentioned that he had recently gotten divorced, and my colleague is like, I'm so sorry. Why didn't you reach out? We have counselors. Yeah. We have resources. We have Hope Restored. And this gentleman just said, well, it was just too private. Didn't want to talk about
it. It's unfortunate. That's exactly what the enemy wants us to believe.
Well, let's conclude a discussion with Dr. Tim Muehlhoff and his wife, Noreen, because they talked about the enemy that Greg just mentioned. They talked about spiritual warfare in marriage. And here they discuss what keeps them grounded as a couple.
Let me end here because our time is done, but it's something I often say, that our marriages are a testimony to non-believers who are watching us particularly. And I think when you're in ministry, like I am, like you are, it's even magnified more so. And I think in that way, sometimes we'll get maybe even more spiritual battle because if he can take us down, he wins a big, you know, big feather. How in that context do we get up every morning as a married couple, remembering that our marriages are seen by our family members, by those in church, by the people we work with, etc.? Is that important to even keep in mind?
I think it is important to keep in mind, but for me, the most important thing is that what people see in our marriage is a reflection of what's really there. And what's in my heart individually, what's in Tim's heart individually, what's in our heart as a couple. Because what I wouldn't want to do, and I think the danger can be, especially for couples in ministry or couples that are, you know, in the public, is that you begin to put on an external what you think
it's
it should
so true.
Look like, even though, and then the internal begins to crumble. So as we get up every morning, we are aware of that, of, you know, that people may be watching, people are making decisions based on what they see. But the important thing is not what they see, it's what's in our hearts that's creating what they see.
I like that.
And can I mention one thing that I do for my students, and I think it just applies to us sitting at this table, is I teach comm students. So I write a quote on the board from Eugene Peterson, and it says, the most damaging thing a person can do to their soul is, and I draw a blank and put a period. I said, okay, what do you think Eugene Peterson, the author of The Message, puts in the blank? And you can imagine what they say, pornography, lust, cheating, lying. I let him go forever. We fill up the board. Nobody gets it. I said, okay. I write it in. Public speaking. The most damaging thing to a person's soul, public speaking. And they go, why? I don't get that. I said, listen, I go to Colorado Springs and do a marriage conference. And I stand up in front of that audience and I tell them, we have a great marriage. I look out for spiritual battle. I teach at Biola University. I love my kids. My wife comes first. All of that. Do you see anything? Or do you just see what I tell you? Do you come back with me to Brea and see what my marriage is really like? Or am I just up front telling you what it's like? And over time, that can get addictive. And it even becomes expected, right? I mean, I'm sure both of you deal with this. right? When you go publicly, people are like, here are the two most important people in our country when it comes to marriage. And after a while, you just say, well, I can't let these people
down. I'm smiling because my wife is just too good. She's too strong to let me get away with that.
Well, mine as well.
I get home and she says, what did you say? No, I mean, it's really true, though. And I think that may be an error that some have made in the past, hopefully. Mm-hmm. But I love that idea of authenticity, what you're expressing right now. Mm-hmm. That's one reason I'm actually really excited about the next generation, because I think they comprehend authenticity better than the previous generation, if I could say it that way. And, of course, that's a blanket statement. I get that. But we tended to project perfection and not live up to it, rather than project brokenness and live that so that other people could come into relationship with Christ. And I think that's what the Lord clearly says. When you're low, I am lifted up. I mean, when you're broken, He's lifted up. And that's the story. That's the power of the gospel. Not that I'm so good, I'm doing it well. This isn't like a math test we're taking. Yeah. And I'm an A student, didn't miss any answers. Yeah. No, this is about our need for Him in every aspect of our life. And I hope that's where not only Christian leadership goes, but the entire church goes, because I think that's the secret to moving forward in a better direction. That's the ingredients of revival. Mm.
Yeah, I totally agree. And it's going to be the groups again. The group keeps us grounded. Our marriage group keeps us grounded. Because if you start to be high and mighty, you can't do that with other PhDs. And they're like, stop it. That really helps us stay grounded.
Well, yeah, because they see you're living out. When they see us living out our daily life, we can't be blowing smoke.
I really appreciate Tim and Noreen's insights. And Aaron, you speak at marriage conferences, so you're an expert.
That's what she tells me every day.
Yes, Greg doesn't buy that. Yeah. When we're having conflict, I'll say, hey, wait a minute, I'm an expert. He doesn't care.
Well, you've seen this. You've talked about it, really, in all seriousness. Having community can make all the difference when we struggle. Share a little bit of insight about that.
Yeah, and I would say having community surrounding your marriage is important, not only when you struggle, but when you're doing well. You know, having friends to celebrate that with, having friends and community to walk daily life with, just everyday life. But especially then when you've built into that, then when things do get hard, because we all go through seasons of struggle, that you have that built-in community that knows you, that loves you, that you feel safe with, that can step in and speak truth to both of you and to the marriage. And then as you continue to walk forward, they can fight for your marriage with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love Ted Cunningham, a good friend, been on the broadcast many times.
Yeah.
He says that marriage is a duet in need of backup singers. And that is so well put. So when I think about my marriage with Aaron and the kind of backup singers that we really need, we need an older couple. We need that couple who's, you know, maybe 10 years in front of us, who've been through already things that we're facing right now. Just, you know, lean on them for their wisdom and experience. And just, you know, they'll go, yeah, I totally get what you're going through. Here's what happened to us. Here's what we did. That is so important.
Yeah.
In our marriage, we need people who are in the same season of life with us, who just get the exhaustion, they get what we're going through, they understand, you've got adult kids who are gone, you have a college student, you have, you know, a high schooler, you know, just who are walking in the same season of life that we're in. But then I also think it's so important that we have a younger couple, someone that we can then pour into, that we have more experience and we can say, yeah, totally remember that season. And kind of here's what we did. Mm-hmm. And I think that combination, when you think about backup singers, you know, older, same, and then younger, I think that gives us such a richness in our relationship.
Yeah. And that's exactly the pattern that Paul talked about.
Yeah.
Have somebody older, have somebody younger. And life goes better in community.
I thought I said it first. You're saying the Apostle
somebody
Paul, like thousands of years ago, said
that
it.
One.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awkward.
Well, if you'd like more tips on how to fight appropriately spiritual warfare on behalf of your relationship, you'll find a great resource in the book by Dr. Tim Muehlhoff called Defending Your Marriage, The Reality of Spiritual Battle. We're making that available to you when you contribute to the work here of Focus on the Family. Help us strengthen marriages. Help us send out a lifeline to those who are struggling in their relationship. You can donate with a monthly pledge, or if you can't do that, a one-time gift is deeply appreciated as well. Either way, donate, and we'll send a copy of that book to you. The details are in the show notes. And we're making the whole conversation that we had with Noreen and Tim available. Look for the link in the show notes for a free download of The Spiritual Battle for Your Marriage. It's a great discussion, and you can pass that on to a friend. Next time, Rosie McKinney shares about the dangers of pornography addiction in marriage. For now, on behalf of Greg Smalley and his wife Erin and the entire team here, I'm John Fuller, and thanks for joining us for the Focus on the Family Marriage Podcast.